This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the name of Jesus, and I pray all is well with everyone. And since we had our last video session, we have been in a meeting in our church in Fort Payne, Alabama. Several of us gathered together in prayer and study to seek the Lord for God to give us direction as we begin to come out of this plague that the Lord placed in the earth. The reason I say that is the Lord told me on the 22nd of March that he had allowed this plague to come to stand the world still for his people to come together in unity and to come together in prayer and seek his face. And it really saddens my heart that so many people have ignored the word of the Lord and ignored God's instruction. But since that time, God has spoken in a vision and in a prophecy in the meeting in Alabama. The Lord took my wife, and this was April the 23rd, probably about 8 o'clock in the evening. We were in prayer, and the Spirit of the Lord fell on her, and the Spirit of prophecy began to move, and she began to speak, and the Lord began to talk about the experience that Jesus had after he was baptized and was filled with the Holy Ghost, according to Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, and it says, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, was drove into the wilderness." And she began to prophesy and speak the vision about why the Lord took him in the wilderness and some of the experiences he had there. And it was the Lord was relating it to what's happening today. So we need to move on in God. We need to go forward. There's a great working of the Spirit of God happening right now. The Lord has been speaking ever since 2017. I remember on November the 12th, 2017, the Lord spoke. I was in a little church in Blue Ridge, Georgia, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, "A new move of my spirit has begun in the earth." And you know, every time God speaks, it's like God's people put God off in the future, and they say, "Well, God's going to, and it's coming, and God's going to move, and God's going to do this, and God's going to do that." Let me tell you, this visitation is right now. This moving of the Spirit is right now. We have come out of the old order and out of the old dispensation. The Lord told me back in December of 2018, he said, "What you have been raised in is dead. It's not going to work anymore, and you have got to come forward in a new move of my spirit and a new working of the Holy Ghost." So there is a new visitation in the earth. There's a new working of the Spirit of God, and it's time for God's people to take God at his word and dare to believe. You got to somewhere dare to believe God and step out on what God is working in you. You've got to believe in the God that lives inside of you. This was back in the late 70s, to best of my remembrance. The Lord took me in the Spirit, and I saw Moses out there on the backside of that desert, and the Lord spoke to him and said, "That rod that's in your hand, throw it on the ground." Moses threw it down. It became a serpent, and he fled from it. And the Lord told Moses, "Pick it up." So he walked up behind it, grabbed it by the tail, and it became a rod again. And then he told him, he said, "Take your hand and put it in your bosom." Moses put his hand in his bosom, pulled it out. It was white, leprous like snow. And the Lord said, "Put it back in." He put it back in, and when he pulled it back out, it was made whole again. And then the Lord told him, he said, "If they don't believe these two signs, when you go before the children of Israel," he said, "pour water out on the ground, and I'll turn it to blood." So when Moses went to the children of Israel and went in before Pharaoh, Moses had to believe in the God of his visitation. There was nobody in that wilderness with him to see that rod turn to a serpent, see his hand turn leprosy, white as snow, and see that water turn to blood. And before Moses went in before Pharaoh, he went before the elders of Israel, and he performed these signs, and God confirmed these signs to show the children of Israel that God had truly visited Moses. So When God visits you, you've got to believe that the I am that I am has spoken to you. You've got to believe in the God of your visitation. You've got to believe in the God of your salvation and what He's placed in your life. And whatever God has placed in your life, you've got to learn to have confidence in it, believe in it, and act upon it, and let God lead you forward in that He's doing. We can no longer stand still. We can no longer wait and keep saying something's going to happen. God's going to move. It's not going to get you anywhere, because really what you're doing when you say God is going to move, you're backing up in unbelief. Don't back up in unbelief. Don't back up in doubt, but get in prayer, seek the face of God, and move forward in the working of the Holy Ghost. Move forward in what God's doing. Let God stir your soul in prayer. Watch these videos. Take hold. Take hold of the word from yesterday on 5-3-2020, where I preached on walking in the power of the Spirit. And I'm going to be touching on this in these videos. I'm going to be trying to bring you along a little at a time, because the visitation is now. What God is doing is not coming. It's right now. It's right now. And it's for you to step into it, but you've got to dare to believe God. You've got to have faith that He's moving for you. You've got to believe that what God told you is now, and it's going to come to pass. May God bless you.